This audio is to help you learn the life story so that you can tell it. Following this audio, I will share a few suggestions for how to prepare yourself spiritually for fruitfulness. Part one of the life story starts like this. It should take you 80 seconds or less. Today it's 2019. Most people know it's 2019, but very few people know why. The reason it's 2019 is simple. 2,000 years ago, time stopped and started again, and now it is 2019. The important thing is, why did time stop? According to the ancient scriptures, God saw the hearts of everyone on earth were broken, and they could not come up to him. So he decided to fix this problem. So God came down to earth and took on human form. He was born into the world like all of us, but he did things on earth that only God could do. He walked on water. He healed the sick, and he raised the dead. But the most important thing he did was to fix our problem of sin and brokenness. He lived a perfect, straight life, then gathered all the mistakes of all people for all time alongside his perfect life. Then with his great love, he exchanged his perfect life for our broken lives, took all our sin on himself down to the grave, and paid for it with his own blood. After that, he overcame death itself and went back up into heaven. He left the door open so that everyone who follows him can come inside. The only problem is that there are not very many people going through this door. And that is why I tell this story. And that's the end of part one. Part two should take you 35 seconds or less. Here it is. When God first made the world, there were no people. So he made two, Adam and Eve. And they were so happy. They were very close to God, like two clasped hands. But they were given just one rule, that they should not eat of a certain tree. They ate from the tree and they broke the rule. But they didn't just break the rule. They actually broke that relationship, so it's not close anymore, but very far apart. And it's been that way ever since. That's the end of part two. Part three goes this way. It should take you 85 seconds or less. About 2,500 years after Adam and Eve, according to the ancient scriptures, in the book of Numbers, chapter 21, this is what happened. God called a man named Moses to lead about 1 million people from Egypt to the promised land. On the way, these people did evil in the sight of the Lord. So God struck them with fiery serpents that bit the people, and many of them died. Some ran back to Moses and said, "Please forgive us and pray for us." And Moses prayed, and God heard his prayer and said, "Moses, make a bronze serpent, put it on a pole, and hold it up in front of the people and tell them, if they have been bitten by a serpent and they look up to the serpent on the pole, they will live. If they do not, they will surely die." And it happened just this way. And even today, in this city and every city in the world, somewhere, like in a hospital, ambulance, or pharmacy, you may see a symbol of a serpent on a pole. Now I imagine, if you were with me in front of Moses and we had been bitten by those serpents, that we would all have listened to his instructions and looked up to that serpent on the pole rather than die, wouldn't we? Yes, good, because that has something to do with the end of the story. That's the end of part three. Part four should take you 75 seconds or less, and it goes like this. About 1,500 years after Moses, according to the ancient scriptures, in the book of John, chapter 3 in the New Testament, this is what happened. It was a dark night, and there was a man in the street. His name was Nicodemus, and he was a great teacher of the law. He was looking for Jesus, and when he found Jesus, he said, "Aha! I know you are from heaven, because you do things only God can do." But Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Nicodemus, you can never see the kingdom of heaven unless you are born again." Nicodemus said, "What? How can a man be born again? Must he go back to his ma and come from her a second time when he is old?" Jesus said, "Truly, you are a great teacher, but I have something for you. That which is flesh, but that which is spirit is like the wind. You don't know where it comes from, and you certainly don't know where it's going. And everyone born of the Spirit is just like that. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must I be lifted up, that I may draw all people to myself." That's the end of part four. Part five should take you 40 seconds or less. And this is how it goes. And now, my friend, put their name in. I know that Jesus loves you. He doesn't want you to ever perish. He wants you to have eternal life. And so my question for you is just very simple. Remember how the people in the wilderness, they looked up to that serpent and were saved? In the very same way, Jesus is inviting you to look up to him today and trust him to save you also. And my question is, yes or no? Then you wait until the answer. So that's the life story. When you know it well, it will take you less than 5 minutes. And the shorter it is, the more likely you are to see a positive response and not to be interrupted. And be careful about allowing other things to creep in. It's very tempting to explain and to add to the story. But if you keep it just to this basic script, you'll do well. Now, I said I would add some suggestions for preparing personally for fruitfulness. A step daily for just walking with the Lord is to ask God to reveal anything you need to confess or make right, but especially before you go out with the intent of sharing the story. You can also ask God to fulfill three of the promises that Jesus made. To make you a fisher of men. Ask Jesus to make you a fisher of men. Don't rely on your ability to learn the story, but ask Jesus to do this through you. Ask Jesus to send his Holy Spirit to empower you to be his witness, just as he promised. And ask Jesus to be with you, to help you remember that he's with you. You can also ask God to guide you to those he would want you to share the story with this day. You can ask God to give you his love for the person you're going to share with and all of their family and friends that will only hear the story through them saying yes and then learning it and telling it. And you can ask God to open the time and place for you to offer the story when you encounter somebody. When you meet somebody, ask God if he wants you to share the story with them. And one valuable thing I found is to look for who is in authority when you enter a store or a situation where somebody might object to the story being told, and search them out if you can. Say, I have a story. I'd like permission to share it here if I might. Would you like to hear it? And see what God does. John has been privileged to share the story with very high government, military, and religious leaders in the country where he works. And this is this position of submitting and offering the story to high-level leaders has created great open doors and wonderful protection over the movement there. May the Lord bless you as you follow Jesus and let him make you a fisher of men, as you receive the Holy Spirit as empowering to be his witness. Let me know how it goes. If you want, text me at 360-420-5634. This is Robbie Butler, editor of John Smith's book, 5 Minutes to Eternity.